Welcome to Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick from Holistic Chiropractic Center at Liberty Village in Stillwater. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, keep listening. Healthy Living features topics, tips, and tricks for a healthier you. And now, Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick.
If you have a nagging health problem, please give me a call to make an appointment at 651-342-2083. Putting the health back into healthcare, this is Dr. David Wick, and the number is 651-342-2083. I'd like to apologize to anyone named Candida for my association of that wonderful song to today's topic about gut health. You'll know more about why I say that in a moment. Our guts are a bit like urban metropolises filled with numerous microscopic so-called bugs who invade us at birth and colonize us throughout our lifespan. This community is known as our microbiome. The trends of these bugs determine a whole lot more about our health than we've previously realized. If any population rises to a place of too much dominance, unhealthy results soon appear. One such bug found in the guts of even healthy people is Candida, or as it's better known, yeast. When this population is checked by a healthy microbiome, there are few issues. In fact, in the proper amounts, Candida helps us with digestion and nutrient absorption. When its numbers swell, as in the case of dysbiosis, quite an array of symptoms quickly appear in the gut, including bloating, constipation, and diarrhea. If the Candida population continues increasing, it can even break down the walls of the intestines and penetrate into the bloodstream, causing issues like leaky gut, allergic reactions, irritability, fatigue, and depression. To help keep Candida in check, one should make a regular habit of consuming prebiotic foods such as raw chicory root, raw Jerusalem artichoke, dandelion greens, raw garlic, and onions. It's also wise practice to help populate the gut with probiotics such as the many health-enhancing strains of lactobacillus and bifidus bacteria. These can be supplemented orally or enjoyed in various fermented foods and drinks such as kombucha, tempeh, miso, sauerkraut, and kefir. If one has already developed candidiasis, the condition of too much yeast in the gut, dramatically cutting sugar from the diet along with curbing intake of yeast-feeding foods such as milk and milk products can be helpful. Herbs such as garlic and oregano have been demonstrated to kill off yeast. These might be helpful in restoring gut health.
For more information on healthy living, visit drdavidwick.com. To benefit from Dr. Wick's holistic chiropractic, call 651-342-2083, 651-342-2083. Join us again for Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick next week at this time.